I'm Grace Bonney of After the Jump, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Today's program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit cane5.com.
You're listening to Let's Get Real on the Heritage Radio Network with me, your host, Erica Wides. That would be Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food with me, Erica Wides. So the spring holidays have ended, and the last bit of stale matzah has been choked down, so we can all go back to eating bread again, although I never stopped eating bread at Passover. In fact, I probably ate more bread last week than I normally do in any other week, and not like out of spite or internalized anti-Semitism or anything like that. It was just total coincidence. I mean, why should that week be any different than any other week, right? And it's not like I'm suddenly becoming observant at 46. So maybe you ate bread last week, or maybe you ate your weight in jelly beans and peeps and Cadbury cream eggs, and now all that's left of your Easter basket is a litter of wrappers and those useless spurned black jelly beans and some plastic grass. Either way, we're done for a good long time with the last set of chronologically coinciding major religious holidays that revolve around symbolic foods until we get back to the next major chronologically coinciding religious holidays that revolve around foods again in December. So let's all take a moment to enjoy this break and recover and reflect. It sure all comes around again fast every year. I mean, it seems like just when I'm cleaning up from Thanksgiving, I always say, well, I may as well leave the table leaves in place and all the serving pieces out and the cloth napkins out because it's going to be Passover before we know it. And then it is. But I do put the stuff away, but mostly because I got a beautiful vintage mid-century credenza at a thrift store this winter for $150. And I love putting my vintage mid-century serving stuff in it and then pretending that it's 1965. And I'm Peggy Olson once she finally finds love and settles down with good furniture and nice dishes. But that big wheel in the sky keeps on turning, and the calendar keeps on flipping back around, and the whole great circle of life just keeps on going. And whether you celebrated the return of the sun and the rebirth of the planet with jelly-coated gefilte fish or cherry coke glazed ham, everybody observes the spring holiday ritual somehow. Passover, Easter, Tet, Persian New Year, they're all holidays meant to celebrate the arrival of spring, plus a few other somewhat more gory and dramatic related events. And the return of spring always reminds me of many years ago when I was a young single gal and I joined a summer share house on Fire Island. Now, it wasn't like Crazy Party Fire Island. It was in one of the quieter parts of Fire Island, but it was a fun group. And the house was organized and ran by this guy named Warren, a member of my tribe named Warren. And Warren and I became friends, and we had a traditional Jewish ritual that we shared a deep, deep love for. It was the yearly going to Target and buying up all the half-price Easter candy on the Monday after Easter ritual. Now, you can observe this ritual all this week happening as the pink and green foil-wrapped Hershey's Kisses get marked down and the malted milk speckled eggs get pushed to the clearance rack. But, you know, what do I care what the color of the foil is on my Hershey's Kisses? I mean, a kiss is but a kiss, right? I used to do the same thing after Halloween, Christmas, all the color-specific foil-themed holidays. And though I don't really eat much candy anymore, 15 years ago, when Warren and I would shop in mid-April to stock up the beach house, we were all over that clearance candy rack. we would still be eating those pink and green speckled malt ball eggs sometimes with our July 4th hot dogs. It was something we shared. And while I hardly ever eat any speckled malt ball eggs anymore, I do eat a whole lot of real eggs. But only real eggs. As in real pastured grass bug and cow poop fed eggs from a farm, not from a factory. I eat an egg a day. For me, it's like taking a multivitamin, which I also did back in the candy eating days too, but I don't do now either. I don't need vitamins because I eat real food. I get my vitamins from that food because that's where they come from, not from synthetic manufactured vitamins that come in a plastic jar. My egg a day, eating my egg a day, I think gives me superpowers. I totally believe that. In the candy eating years, I went through a phase of egg white only bullshit, the fat phobia, the spurning of the yolks, the fear. What a waste that was. I am very sorry now that I wasted all those yolks. In fact, I now want to apologize to all those little unborn egg yolks whose potential I tossed away in an utterly unnecessary, misguided, fearful, and futile attempt to fight cholesterol and fat. I am truly sorry, egg yolks. I was a victim of flawed corporate influence research, misinformation, and insidious food industry marketing. But in the spirit of Easter and resurrection, I've been reborn. I've repented. I have risen. I've started anew. It is the season of renewal, after all. Resurrection, escaping bondage, surviving plagues. Choose your allegory. They all work. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Welcome back to Let's Get Real, a cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food here on Heritage Radio Network with me, your host, Erica Wides. Now, this year on Passover, my big Passover wish, the one that you make when you blow out the candles on the Afikoman and everybody writes you a big fat check. Oh, wait a second. I'm mixing up my Jewish life rituals a little bit. But anyway, my Passover wish for all of us, all of Earth's human beings, is that we can all just get over the egg fear once and for all and start eating whole eggs again. Now, why, oh why, oh why, when I have to get breakfast at Starbucks, and you know I like Starbucks because I like what they're doing now with their new salads, and I appreciate Starbucks and I approve, but why, if I'm on the road or if I'm in a hotel and the breakfast buffet is $18.95, but there's a Starbucks right in the lobby and I go there, why, oh why, I ask you again, am I forced to have egg whites only on my spinach, tomato, and feta breakfast wrap? I want that one because I want the spinach, feta, and tomatoes, but I want a whole egg in it. I don't want egg whites. Starbucks, are you listening? The other wraps have whole eggs, the ones with the bacon and the ham and the cheese and all of that stuff. And while I like all that stuff and I'm fine with it, if I'm on the road, chances are I'm not getting as many vegetables as it is, as I usually do. So at least I can get that token bit of green in my breakfast sandwich. And I also like the roasted tomatoes on that thing a lot. So why does Starbucks assume that just because I want spinach, I only want whites? I mean, ironically, it's the wrap with the spinach and the tomatoes that has fewer calories than the ham and the cheese one. So give me the yolk so that I'm not starving again in 40 minutes. If I want spa food, I'll go to Canyon Ranch. I just want the whole egg. But the egg white mythology, the lie, it just keeps going. The egg yolk fallacy, the belief that eggs are bad for you, that they'll raise your cholesterol to dangerously high levels, it won't go away. That eating eggs, something that mammals and amphibians and birds and fish and humans have done since we basically developed mouths, is bad for us? Let's please just get over it, people. Egg white omelets, egg beaters, egg substitute products. Why would you fuck around with nature's perfect food? Okay, I know that if you think about what eggs really are, it can be a little bit gross conceptually. But there is no other perfect little package of nutrition out there that is so handy and so tasty and versatile and thriftily priced, too. Even the snooty farm-raised eggs that I buy at $6 a dozen only come out to 50 cents an egg. What other perfect nugget of nutrition costs that little? How much do you spend in the afternoon on your grande frappuccino? And yes, I know, I've done egg episodes before of this show. I mean, after 93 shows, it's hard to keep finding new stuff to talk about, right? But I need to discuss eggs again, because the lingering misinformation about eggs makes me want to scream. The complex nutrition in an egg yolk blows away the simple watery protein of just the whites. They have lutein, good for your eyes, vitamin A, omega-3s, good fats, conjugated linoleic acids. Of course, a lot of the quality of the egg depends on what the hens ate, and that's where things get complicated. This is where the orthorexia rears its hungry head. Which eggs do I eat? What does free range mean? Pastured, organic, extra omega-3s added? Well, I've discussed all of this here too. But in case you've forgotten, here is a summary. The key word here is pastured. Not pasteurized, pastured. It means that the hens, who lay the eggs, ran around outside all day, preferably on a cow pasture, and ate grass and seeds and bugs and micro critters that they pecked out of the decaying cow manure. I know, that sounds gross too. But cows on pasture eat what? Pasture. That's just grass. So if all they eat is grass, then all they poop is grass. Grass is green because it's full of what? Chlorophyll. And chlorophyll becomes beta carotene in their bodies. Don't you remember that from 10th grade biology? Yeah, me neither. When the cows eat the grass, the chlorophyll and beta carotene get stored in their body fat and become omega-3 fatty acids. Those are really good for you. I'm sure you've heard about them before, if not from me, from someone else. That's why grass-fed meat and grass-fed milk are infinitely superior foods than their grain-fed industrial counterparts. When cows and steers eat grain, which is full of omega-6s, the grain is digested and the omega-6s are stored in the cow's milk and fat. Humans need omega-3s and omega-6s, but we need way more 3s than 6s. We've talked about this before. Now, the American diet, which is grain and corn-based, seeing as almost everything we eat originates from corn and grain, is dangerously high in omega-6s and perilously low in 3s. When the cows and steers eat just grass, not corn or soybeans or wheat or sugar from old candy, which is often fed to the cows to fatten them up, oh, kind of like me on Fire Island, their poop is full of digested grass. Then the hens on the pasture come along and eat the bugs from the poop along with the digested grass and the fresh grass and the grass seeds that they're all luxuriating in on their green pasture. Then the fat in the yolks is bright, deep yellow or orange because the omega-3s create beta carotene in their bodies, which is yellow, which is also why good butter is bright yellow, by the way, and the yolks become a great source of omega-3s. If the hens are kept inside and fed grain, then they don't get the 3s that they need. Now, some brands of supermarket eggs like to trumpet that their hens eat vegetarian feed only, which is ridiculous because hens aren't vegetarians. They're omnivores, and in fact, sometimes they're cannibals. Just like people, you push them to the brink, you can't expect them to behave in a civilized manner. And those hens in the hen houses, in the industrial feedlot hen house, are very stressed out. So sometimes they resort to cannibalism. But the hens outside help fertilize the cow pasture by breaking up the manure and spreading it around, as well as contributing their own poop to the team fertilization effort. But we all know this already, don't we? I've been over it before, many times. Let's take another quick break. I'm getting a little bit fired up here. Welcome back to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food here on Heritage Radio Network with me, your host, Erica Weitz. Remember, if you like this show, please follow me on Twitter at Let's Get Real Show, or find us on Facebook, or visit the letsgetrealshow.com website. Or even better, go to heritageradionetwork.org and check out any of our other thousands and thousands of shows that we've been airing for the last 5 years. It is our anniversary very soon. Like maybe this week. I can't remember. Just about. You can also find all our shows on iTunes, and they're free. But remember that Heritage Radio is member-supported. So you know what to do. Okay, so back to the eggs. So what you really want in your eggs is for them to be pastured. Okay, pastured, we got that. Not grain-fed, not vegetarian, not free-range, as that just means they're not in cages, which is good, but not enough, and they may never actually see daylight. Not organic, as that just means organic corn and grain, although if that's all you can find, then that's the best bet. And now, speaking of Easter candy, which we were before, but not now, but this is really funny, Cadbury cream eggs actually contain real egg. Yeah, it's true. It's on the label. In the ingredient list, it says free-range egg powder, which I guess comes from dehydrated chickens. I'm not sure. But it's weird because everybody knows that Cadbury eggs are laid by the Easter bunny, and rabbits are total herbivores. So who's been feeding egg powder to the Cadbury bunnies? I smell an undercover investigation in the works. Perhaps we can do a little special investigative piece on this. Now, eggs have been a symbol of spring and rebirth and renewal since the beginning of everything. What's more symbolic than an egg? And what better way to fully embrace a symbol than to eat it, right? And cooking eggs for yourself could not be simpler, which is why I am also driven insane by things like frozen pre-made omelets and frozen pre-cooked scrambled eggs. An egg sandwich on the go from a deli or a cart or a Starbucks breakfast sandwich or wrap. Okay, I get it. You're on the road. You need food. Or like me, you won't shell out $18.95 for a hotel buffet. I get that. But if you're at home and you have 5 minutes to unwrap a frozen foodiness egg product, microwave it, and then let it cool down enough to eat it, you have time to cook a whole egg for yourself. Seriously. Why would you ingest all the added chemicals and stabilizers and emulsifiers and flavorings and everything bad that goes into frozen pre-made food when you can make an egg in 30 seconds in a pan or in the microwave? Throw a piece of toast in the toaster and there's your egg sandwich right there. Every once in a while, I like to cruise the frozen foods aisle just to see what Foodiness Inc. has come up with lately. And let me tell you, it is not pretty. Frozen mini handheld omelets, pre-made scrambled egg bowls in microwave plastic bowls, no less, to add more toxins to your day. Frozen pre-made breakfast sandwiches from Special K. It just gets worse and worse. Meanwhile, from the chain that now brings you ice cream flavored iced coffee and Marshmallow Peeps donuts, you know who, they're pushing heavily the egg white and turkey sausage sandwich. So you can cut the calories and fat at breakfast on your egg white and turkey sandwich, and then save up those calories for a cookie dough red velvet cream-filled donut snack with your ice cream iced coffee in the afternoon. Remember last week's show when I discussed our collective bipolar disorder? Well, there you go, yet again. So for the sake of the rebirth and renewal of the earth, which frankly, I'm not so sure every year will actually happen, and I'm always quite relieved when it does, stop chintzing out on crappy supermarket eggs, or even worse, buying pre-made egg products, and get thyself to a farmer's market. That should have been really one of the original Ten Commandments, speaking of my man, Moses. Thou shalt not eat crappiness, foodiness, eggs, or otherwise industrial egg products. The second commandment, of course, should have been, thou shalt not pay full price for holiday-themed candy at Target. So happy post-chronologically coinciding religious holidays that revolve around food. And remember, if you don't want to eat Passover or Easter shit, keep listening to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food here on Heritage Radio Network. We'll see you next week.